Thank you so much. My name is Penny Wise, and we're so lucky today to have such wonderful guests with us on the show to give us some special insights into consumer behavior and offer some important consumer suggestions to help us all become more conscious consumers. I would like to introduce last year's number one seller, Holiday Barbie.
Hello, everyone. Thanks, Penny, for having me on the show.
And this year's number one seller, Tickle Me Elmo.
Hi there, everybody.
And, of course, representatives of the biggest craze to hit the nation since the pet rock, 101 Dalmatians. And they're all here today to help us be smarter, more conscious consumers. Let's start with you, Tickle Me Elmo. You're so popular this year, most stores have run out of stock. What's the secret to your success with consumers?
Well, I'm bright red, I'm fuzzy, and I jiggle.
You're bright red, you're fuzzy, and you what?
I jiggle.
Oh, I see, you jiggle. I see, you must mean the way you constantly vibrate that way.
That's right, I jiggle.
I guess that's something you and Holiday Barbie have in common, right?
I'm bright red, I'm fuzzy, and I jiggle.
I'm actually free of vibration.
Oh, well, I was just having a little joke there. Holiday Barbie, you were last year's biggest success story for Mattel. What would you like to tell our audience today to help them be more conscious consumers?
I think I'd like to advise them to be careful of what Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan would call irrational exuberance, which can infect stock and other asset markets and actually end up doing damage to the economy.
Excuse me?
I'm not saying that the public shouldn't evaluate shifts in balance sheets generally, and in asset prices particularly. This, of course, should be an integral part of the development of monetary policy. I'm simply concerned that a collapsing financial asset bubble not threaten impairment of the real economy, its production, jobs, and price stability. I'm sure Tickle Me Elmo agrees with me.
I'm bright red, I'm fuzzy, and I jiggle.
You see, if the central bank decides to raise interest rates to cool off speculative fervor, it risks triggering the very collapse it is seeking to avoid. I'm sure my colleagues, the 101 Dalmatians, have come to a similar conclusion.
Don't chew on that microphone.
Of course, the Federal Reserve has promised to provide the financial system with liquidity if needed.
I must confess, Holiday Barbie, you're not quite what I pictured when I spoke to your agent. I had no idea you were so well-informed, as well as being well-endowed.
Mattel and I have spent a lot of time working out the Barbie concept. We now offer Earth First Barbie, complete with platforms for extended tree sitting, and we're working on Labor Barbie.
I'm bright red, I'm fuzzy, and I jiggle.
I'm not at all sure it's a good idea if all these dogs pee on the carpeting. There are facilities just down the hall.
For some reason, Grunge Barbie was not a big seller, but we have high expectations for Rapper Barbie, which should be out in the spring.
I'm bright red, I'm fuzzy, and... Ah! Let go of my leg! Let go of my leg!
These dogs are really out of control.
I'm bright red!
The 101 Dalmatians, of course, have the advantage of cross-marketing with fast food outlets and a lot of product placement opportunities.
I'm warning you, Dalmatians. I'll sue Disney. You can't decapitate Tickle Me Elmo. He's a guest on the show. I don't want to end up like Jenny Jones. This is an affront to the industry. Quit chewing on the microphone.
Of course, much depends upon the central bank, which should not underestimate or become complacent about the complex links between the prices of such assets as stock and real estate and the economy.
Get those 101 Dalmatians out of here now. This is worse than that Geraldo show. Folks, we're having technical difficulties. We'll be back next week with...
I'm bright red, I'm fuzzy, and I jiggle.